The Supreme Court said today that it will review the legality of President Trump's sprawling tariffs imposed against countries by executive order back in April when Trump declared it Liberation Day. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Hi.
Hi.
So, Nina, the government asked the court to jump into this case last week, was joined by the opponents on the other side. This feels pretty quick for the court, is it?
Sure is, but the government is now lost in two lower courts, including the appeals court for the Federal Circuit, with both courts saying that the president has exceeded his authority in bypassing Congress. So there was every incentive to get the Supreme Court to act as quickly as possible, and the court late today obliged, setting arguments in the case for the first week in November.
What are the arguments?
The government estimates that it has already collected nearly $1 trillion from U.S. and foreign businesses, which would have to be refunded if the Supreme Court rules against the administration. But there's a lot more than that at stake. With tariffs, we are a rich nation, the government says in its briefs. Without tariffs, we're a poor nation. Or as President Trump put it, 1 year ago, the United States was a dead country. And now, because of the trillions of dollars being paid by countries that have so badly abused us, America is strong, financially viable, and a respected country again. In defending the legality of the Trump tariffs, the Justice Department noted that other presidents have imposed similar tariffs dating back to 1813. The question before the Supreme Court, however, is whether those earlier tariffs were as broad as Trump's tariffs, and they pretty clearly were not, and whether they were, or the other question is whether they were authorized by Congress.
So, Nina, why are these tariffs broader?
Basically because they're unlimited, completely up to the president to set, and the earlier tariffs were limited.
What's the Trump administration's justification for these tariffs, given that under the Constitution, it is Congress that has the tariff authority as part of the power to tax?
Congress can delegate those powers. The question here is whether it did that. As for Trump's justification for the tariffs, they have been twofold. First, to stem the flood of fentanyl across U.S. borders. And second, to rectify America's, quote, country-killing trade deficits.
Tell us, who are the challengers in this case?
The business community, which is normally supportive of many Trump initiatives, has rebelled, with the main challengers in the case alleging that the tariffs will bankrupt them rather than save them. The challengers say that the Trump policies have, for the first time in American history, imposed massive tariffs, far exceeding anything enacted by Congress, and that the result has been to inflict profound harms on American businesses, particularly small businesses. In establishing the tariffs, they contend that Trump has vastly exceeded any power delegated to him by Congress under various statutes. A dozen states have joined the fight against the tariffs, too, arguing that, contrary to Trump's argument that the tariffs are aimed at preventing illegal fentanyl imports, the tariff statutes do not authorize such a tenuous connection to commerce. Taxing tomatoes, they say, does not deal with fentanyl.
That is NPR's Nina Totenberg. Thank you so much.
Thank you.